Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show hosts and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
Congratulations, Sophia Temporelli.
Sophia Temporelli,
the ghost host, celebrating 6 years of broadcasting
on LiveParanormal.com.
Hi, this is Dana Workman from Haunted Highway on Sci-Fi, and you're listening to the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com. Boom.
This is Bill Murphy of Sci-Fi Channel's Fact or Fake Paranormal Files, and you're listening to the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
This is intuitive and remote viewer Harvey Althaus, and you're listening to the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Belanger, host of 30-odd Minutes, founder of GhostVillage.com, and author of lots of your favorite paranormal books. And you're listening to the ghost host, Sophia, on LiveParanormal.com. Boo!
This is Nick Roth, executive producer of Ghost Adventures, the original documentary in Ghost Adventures, season 1 through 10, and executive producer of Ghost Stalkers, author of Chasing Spirits, the building of the Ghost Adventures crew, and founder of NickRoffTours.com. You are listening to the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com. Tune in.
Hey, this is Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
That's right, it's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com. I'm John Temporelli, co-author and editor of Heaven Can You Hear Me by the late famed Fox sighting psychic and legendary paranormal researcher Peter James. And yes, this is hands down the world's most unique paranormal broadcast, where 19-year-old Sophia Temporelli discusses all the latest hot topics with all the paranormal field experts themselves. And today is no exception. I want to thank Rob Sarek, the site founder of LiveParanormal.com, for providing this format each and every week. And thank you to all of our moderators for patching us through at live events, getting people from the LiveParanormal.com chat room into the studio. And feel free to jump into the LiveParanormal.com chat room. It only takes a second to sign in, get yourself an avatar, and you're part of the LP family. You can also do so with Facebook and Twitter now on LiveParanormal.com. On the chat room page, we'll post all the links there for our guest, as well as anything we have coming up. We have some new shows to announce, so we'll be posting the links there for you too. Today, we have intuitive paranormal investigator and former blog star host Radio Rod Shelton. He returns on air live with the ghost host Sophia Temporelli today. Everyone, to play along, visit keen.com/therodman35. That's keen.com/ in the search, therodman35. Also on Facebook, Rod Shelton. Also on Twitter, at Rodney L. Shelton. That's at Rodney L. Shelton. Upcoming, we have a best of next week. We have, of course, a Memorial Day weekend. But returning in 2 weeks, we have Ghost Adventures crew member Dakota Layden will be on the program on the 2nd of June. The ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, a LiveParanormal.com 7-year broadcast anniversary show already. It's going to be live. It's going to be on the 9th of June. So feel free to call in with your accolades for Sophia. Also, Hollywood psychic medium Patty Negri will be on the program on the 23rd of June. Renowned psychic intuitive Harvey Althaus, you heard his voice earlier in the warm-up, he'll be on the program on June 30th. Paranormal investigator Jake Fife will be on the program on July 21st. So you don't want to miss any of these upcoming shows. We have other people that are securing their guest spots, too, at this moment as well. So like the Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli Facebook fan page to learn about the guests as we learn of them real time. Also, support the memberships here on liveparanormal.com. They start as low as $2.99 a month. And Rob Sarek, the site founder, he's great at rewarding the audience here. So a lot of books, autographed books by some of your favorite paranormal authors. And also to support the vendors here on liveparanormal.com. So if you're getting grandma a mail meter for her birthday, anything like that, make sure you do it here with the vendors on LP. Tonight on LightParanormal.com, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern, Beyond the Screen and Ghostlight Radio, as well as monthly Mondays right here, Chip Coffee of A&E's Paranormal State and Psychic Kids, as well as Ben Hansen, Amy Goodwin, David M. Roundtree, Stefan Brigati, Andy and Michelle Kopic, Ken Gearhard, and many more on this very network. If you miss anything, archive shows, they're available as free MP3 iTunes downloads on the homepage of liveparanormal.com. And as always, we have here Peter James. Will
John,
be taking your call.
Talk to me, John.
Well, Peter, thank you, Peter. We, you know, everybody loves hearing your voice. They got a million pages.
I'm here to help you.
Well, thank you, Peter. You know, we have a guest that's he was very supportive of.
I'm sensing this. Bill O'Vision.
No, not Bill. We have Radio Rod Shelton. He was really great support for our family, for Peter's book when it first came out. He was one of the first shows I was a guest on. So thank you, Peter. I mean, you know, and, you know, we have the ghost host. We have Sophia Temporelli. Let's bring her into the studio, Peter. Do we have her there?
Talk to me.
Okay, thank you, Peter. Sophia, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, Sophia. Congratulations. You're coming up on 7 years of broadcasting. You're on this very network.
Thank you. I can't believe it's already been 7 years.
I know. Time's flying. It seems like yesterday we're just sitting there together. You had Alexandra Halzer on as your first guest, and, yeah, you were 12. And, I mean, fantastic show. Everybody hears it from such a different perspective when you have your guests on. So congratulations, Sophia.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been a great 7 years.
Yeah. And, you know, you've been gaming with friends. What were you guys doing? You guys do the internet gaming?
Well, I was watching YouTube yesterday, so I wasn't really gaming. The last thing we played, though, was a few days ago, and that was, like, Fortnite and Rocket League. I'm not really great at Fortnite, though. I just don't try as much as I'm in that game.
Yeah, it takes a lot of practice probably on these things. But, well, you got all these pages. You got the Instagram, you got Twitter and all these. Where can people find you?
I am on Twitter, at Sophia Temporelli with one L, and Instagram, just at Sophia Temporelli.
Yeah, and tell us about our fantastic guest, Sophia.
Today, we welcome back on Radio Rod Shelton. He is a former Blogstar paranormal radio host, a great intuitive and paranormal investigator. Rod is a key figure in helping our family identify a former resident home haunting while visiting our family in California. He's also known as Radio Rod on his former broadcast network, which was the first show that I was initially a guest on for Kids in the Paranormal. So everyone, he's so amazing. Everyone make sure to check him out on keen.com/therodman35, Facebook Rod Shelton, and Twitter at Rodney L. Shelton. Let's bring him back into the show.
All right, Peter.
Come through. Speak to me.
Well, thank you, Peter. Let's see here. Radio Rod Shelton, are you there?
Let me check.
Yeah.
I am here.
Thanks, Rod.
Hey, Rod.
Oh, my pleasure. How are you guys? It is so good to hear from you. It's always good to hear you guys.
Well,
likewise, Rod. We love you.
We're doing pretty good. How are you?
Well, you know, like I said, at my age, I have to take inventory. And it's only an hour show, right? So I guess I'm doing well. Listen, I want to preempt an apology. My dog is losing her mind today for some reason. And if you hear anything in the background, I promise it's not werewolf activity.
It's fine. Everything sounds good. So Rod, to start off, can you tell us about your interviews and investigations with Dustin Perry, formerly of Ghost Hunters and Ghost Hunters International, and your co-hosted Ghost Hunt event with Dustin at the St. Augustine Lighthouse in Florida?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember actually Dustin was having a tour at the lighthouse at the time, and he was so very kind to myself and a paranormal group that I was with at that time, really went out of his way to interact with us, you know, personally, pose for photographs, which I'm sure he gets tired of, but, you know, we didn't care. We didn't pose. And Dustin was actually one of the first high-profile people. I was really privileged during my radio blog star days to interview a lot of high-profile people like appear on this show. And he was one of the first, and the guy blew my servers. He literally overwhelmed the site so much it went down multiple times.
Oh, I remember that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dustin is an amazing guest, so that's not surprising.
And he really, and like I said, at that time, you know, we have video. Now, you guys also have a video broadcast, don't you?
YouTube.
This is just audio.
Okay. Because I could have sworn that you had something on YouTube, yeah. So, okay. But, yeah, at that point, it was visual as well. And, of course, it was the early days of the Internet. So when Dustin appeared, and at that time he was really high profile through the original Ghost Hunters. And we did that.
Right.
And there was an event, I forget what it was called, and I got to interview Jason, his daughter, Grant, you know, the entire crew. And it was just such a privilege for them to do that. Really nice people, genuinely nice people.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dustin was on recently, and he's such an amazing guest and, you know, just person in general. So it's amazing that you got to interview him and meet him in person.
Yeah, and he, like I said, he's the same person, you know, you see on television. There's nothing plastic about Dustin. He is who he is. And I swear the guy is just so personable and so outgoing. You know, you can't help but like him. But, no, really good guy. Really good guy. Can't say enough about him.
Right. Definitely. And how did your investigation with him go?
It actually went fairly well. The most significant thing that I remember is we went to a building that's on the property of this lighthouse. And as I was standing there, I got this vision. Now, I don't always receive visions, but this was so strong. And I saw these waters, and it was rushing, and I saw a child, a little girl. And as I was listening to the guide, she had explained the little girl had apparently lost her life and had drowned during a flood. And that really,
wow.
Because I can guarantee you that particular building on the Augustine Lighthouse is genuinely active and may be haunted.
Definitely. There's so much history, you know, behind places like the lighthouse, and, you know, you never know what you're going to find there, and there's so much activity at so many places like that because so many boats pass by and so much energy throughout the years.
Right. Now, I will say this. When a place becomes itself high profile, I do think that an inundation of people, you know, sort of rushing to that location or rushing a high-profile location, I believe it lessens the activity. I actually think that our energy collectively in a haunted or active location really affects what can take place. And that's it. And, of course, it's a theory on my part, But I think I heard Jason Hall say one time that any place with a gift shop probably isn't that active.
Yeah.
But I really did enjoy it. I very much, and remember the episode where they caught the shadow figures from the staircase?
Yeah.
Yeah,
peeking over.
Definitely.
Yeah, that was physical activity. Now, I didn't really have what I would call physical activity. I had what I call emotional haunts. And when you break the perimeter of an area and you're affected emotionally somehow, whether it's anger, sadness, and then you step out of that perimeter and that emotion digresses. So I did have some of that as far as activity, but, you know, that's more personal than evidence.
Right.
And have you been on any recent paranormal investigations?
You know, I've kind of been on hiatus. I've got a project that I'm working on. It's about 2 years out before I began. And I've kept it sort of close to my chest. I've never told anyone. But because I'm on Sophia's, Tipperelli's Ghost Host show, I'm going to sort of spew it out initially.
Whoa.
Here. Yeah, yeah. I'm actually working. And, of course, financially, it's really an endeavor. But I'm going to do a movie of from the mm-hmm. time I began in this field, which really, you know, I didn't really enter into what was called paranormal. There wasn't a name. You know, it was just a haunted place. And
uh-huh.
You know, and at that point, I think our equipment consisted of a book of matches and one of those bulky tape recorders that you carried around with the cassettes, you know,
yeah.
And a candle or two. You know, mm-hmm. That was pretty much our equipment. And like I said, we didn't have a name. You couldn't open the phone book or and find anything listed as a paranormal investigator or investigation at that point. Just didn't exist. But, of course, that's how I began. And as a child, I was really tormented and terrorized by spirits. And, you know, it's awful because when you're a child, people dismiss that. And, Sophia, you know that well. And of course, you know
right.
a lot.
Yeah.
Your parents, thank God, were in tune enough to support you. But, you know, the outside world does have an effect on us. And you learn to keep things quiet. But keeping things as a child, you know, inside is in itself a form of hell. It is
mm-hmm.
awful because you think and you question your sanity. You're going to go through a really difficult process. And, of course, when these things started happening to me, you know, my people.
Now, Rod, we lost,
and,
we lost you there for a second. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said my parents being traditional Protestant people, they dismissed it initially. And I'm going to tell you, I remember at about the age of, I guess I was 18 at the time. And this had been, my life was just inundated with this kind of activity. And I remember walking out after all of these, I won't even go into detail, but it was physical, it was spiritual, it was mental, and it was, I walked out of my room, and my sister, at the point, gasped, and she looked at me, and she goes, "You're casting multiple shadows," and I looked down, and there were probably about 12 shadows, some of them not correlating with the light. They shouldn't have been in the direction. And at that point, believe it or not, I was so relieved. I knew that what I was experiencing and what I was seeing was real. It was you would think that, you know, that would frighten somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've been through this since a child and it's been dismissed, and then suddenly, another person, another person, another human being out there brings it to your attention. Oh, my God. I felt like a million pounds had flown off me.
Wow.
And from that point on, other people really began to see it, to notice it. And in time, I chose, or maybe I learned, how to not see a spirit. I know that sounds odd, but literally, it is possible for you to sense them, to allow some communication, and of course, some can still break through regardless,
mm-hmm.
but to refuse their image. And that really has given me a lot of peace over the years, because I don't like seeing spirits, be they ghosts, which a ghost to me is a human spirit, or be they unknown origin. I will allow some communication, and I only open myself up when I have to, and then I close myself back.
Definitely. I know there are a ton of psychics that are able to do that. So it's really amazing that you're able to open yourself up and close yourself off like that. But when you mm-hmm. are open to receiving spirits, how do you receive your impressions? Are they like mental pictures or full figure apparitions? How do you see them?
You know, that's a good question, because actually it really depends on the spirit. Some spirits will give me impressions. Some spirits
right.
will give me what I call the knowing. Other spirits communicate through emotion. And then there are those rare instances, and they are rare, where I will physically see the presence. I have a theory. I believe that all own the ability to manifest, to physically manifest. And I think over time, which they are tethered to but not subject to, I think that
mm-hmm.
they learn or discover their abilities to communicate in different ways. Initially, what I call a young ghost will give you either impressions or communicate emotionally. And you know, that's why I think emotions and emotional haunt, when you walk and break that perimeter and you're in their perimeter, you know, one of the things in the paranormal field I really kind of not approved of personally, and that's personally, when a person feels fear, fear is an emotion. And it doesn't necessarily translate into be afraid. You could literally
mm-hmm.
be beginning communication, let's say, from a child who is afraid. And you're picking up on that. And it's really important that we learn to really translate that language, because it is a language and possibly the only language that they're capable of projecting in our realm. So, you know, we do learn to not – we shouldn't react to an emotion, but we should attempt, if we're in this field and the objective is to communicate, we should attempt to translate that emotion.
Wow.
Definitely.
So it's one of the things that – yeah, it's one of the things I've learned over the years. And, you know, if you're a seasoned investigator, believe me, you learn – generally the hard
mm-hmm.
way, in my case. You make all the mistakes first, and then you stop. And that's really when my life turned, and I stopped being tormented by spirits. I stopped. I turned around, and I began to chase them. And it made all the difference. And that's the advice that I give most people. If you're subject to some, particularly a child, and again, you know this as a family, in the house that you were in that was active and targeting your daughter, Sophia, it was targeting you.
Yeah.
You know at the point that you as a family took, which was my advice to you, that you turned around and faced it, that activity, if it didn't cease, it was greatly reduced. And that's our prerogative. That's our power. Mm-hmm. Some people are wise enough to use it, as your family was.
Yeah, definitely. It was a very interesting experience living in that house, which, you know, you experienced it. You saw the ghost. So, yeah, it was definitely an experience that I will never forget.
You know, I'm not sure that the house itself is not still haunted, to be honest with you. But I think what happened is that you, again, collectively, as a unit, shielded yourselves, protected yourselves. And this could greatly reduce activity or even a haunting, a full-blown haunting, which I believe you were being subject to. You know, at that point, you've discovered your own power, your own ability. And I think any good psychic doesn't go in and just amaze you with what they see or sense or feel, but they go in to attempt to empower the people who are in that home,
right,
that area, or that region. And you know, some people, they're so afraid. They can't filter through that fear to discover that they have abilities of their own to protect themselves. Sometimes, literally, it is a battle. It's a fight of supremacy.
Yeah, definitely. And can you explain a little bit your theory on haunted people while we're on the topic of haunted houses?
Yeah, thank you very much. Absolutely. That there are, you know, I've called myself a haunted person. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you're quote-unquote psychic. You know, I can hammer a nail, but I'm not a carpenter. All people have their own abilities when it comes to what we call psychic information or communication. And in what I believe is that some people either enable or provoke activity in a location. And now this is purely an observation. I've been in locations where I've noticed a group of people can go in and they barely get anything, if anything. And then you send another group of people in and the activity is just phenomenal. And what happens? And you send pairs of people in. Interestingly enough, some people get more activity when they're paired up with a particular individual. Two people can become a haunted person, if that makes sense. The activity, because of their energies collectively, can provoke or stimulate or allow activity. And it's got to be one of those three.
Right.
Definitely. It's a very interesting theory, and, you know, there's so much we don't know about the paranormal, but, you know, there's so much that we can kind of figure out just based on what we know.
Right, right. And over the years, what I've done, of course, you know, my own theories, and I do categorize them as theories because, you know, there is no biblical paranormal writing out there. I have to go by my own experiences, which is why I'm bothering, you know, in time here to put out something that is visual in the form of a movie. And you also can collect other people's data or experiences. If you find correlation in that data with your experiences, it can either validate or at least give you an educated perspective of your own experiences, and you can, you know, go forward there. We are still not on the same level of traditional science, but traditional science is beginning to at least explore or validate some of the energy portion of what we described as haunt, you know, activity mm-hmm. not related to a spirit, but to energy.
Oh, we lost you there for a second, Rod.
I am so sorry.
Oh, now you're back.
Okay, when I went to what is the name of the place where they did The Shining? I went to that hotel.
Stanley.
In
Colorado.
Hotel.
Yeah. I went to that hotel. And you know they have good beer. It's called Red Rum, and I recommend it. But I think the majority of activity in that particular location is most likely derived not from entities, but from energy itself, which has somehow either been trapped or collected and is allowed to come out. And I think it is most likely because of the granite and other materials that somehow record and replay that activity. So although it is active, and I'm not saying there aren't any spirits in that location, but I think the collectible portion of that place is most likely energy. And you know, that too can be disconcerting to people, but it simply replays. And I didn't know that there were particular times in that location. As I stayed there, I only stayed there maybe a week. But you could record particular activity in particular locations in the building being repetitious almost precisely at the same time. And I found that very interesting.
Hmm.
I know we have to take a quick commercial break, Rod, but we'll be right back with more questions.
Yeah, it's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. Feel free to call into the show, 619-639-4606. That's 619-639-4606 as well. Feel free to jump into the liveparanormal.com chat room. It only takes a second to sign in, get yourself an avatar, and you're part of the LP family. I like the Red Rum Ale idea. They should do a strawberry blonde and have it there. I think the bar rescue guy ought to get on that. It's the Ghost Host Show. And, yeah, today, everybody, follow along. You can find him on Keen. That's K-E-E-N. So Keen.com/TheRodMan35. That's Keen.com/TheRodMan35. Facebook, Rod Shelton. Twitter, @RodneyL. Shelton. That's @RodneyL. Shelton. It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dustin Perry, the paranormal rock star, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with the most, Sophia Temporelli, only on liveparanormal.com.
Hey, this is Rick Hayes, the psychic medium, life consultant, author, and lecturer, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com. Believe. Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com. The only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
Hey, this is Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com.
Congratulations, Sophia Temporelli.
Sophia Temporelli.
The Ghost Host. Celebrating 6 years of broadcasting
on liveparanormal.com.
Who This is Christopher Sanders with my ghost story on Biography. You are listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Tipperelli, weekly 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. on liveparanormal.com.
Hi, this is Professor Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Tipperelli on liveparanormal.com.
This is author Alexandra Holzer, and you're listening to Ghost Host Sophia Tipperelli.
The Ghost Host Show with Sophia Tipperelli on liveparanormal.com. Yeah, everyone, follow along with our guest today. We have today we have paranormal investigator and former blog star host Radio Rod Shelton returning. And so everyone, visit keen.com/therodman35. That's keen.com/therodman35 too, as well on Twitter at Rodney L. Shelton. That's at Rodney L. Shelton. And yeah, we're going to start off here too. I'm going to bring everybody back into the studio.
Come through. Speak to me.
Okay, thank you. We have Sophia and Rod, and we also have a caller here. So we have a Michigan caller. Let me see here, Peter.
Come through. Speak to me.
Okay, we have a 269 area code. Hi, what's your name? Hi, 269 area code. Oh, somebody listening in. Okay, yeah, we have people that listen into the show too. So you know, they can't maybe get the players. So what they do is they tend to listen in, or if they're at work and they're hiding behind the dumpsters. We call them dumpster callers. So okay, there you go, Rod. You're on with Sophia there.
Yeah, I think it's paranormal activity myself. I don't know. I don't know, but you know, I listen on my phone too. To be honest with you, I just turn the phone, and it's great reception. Yeah. Are you there?
Yeah. Rod, by the way, I know that 2018 is almost half over today. There was the wedding of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. That was a huge event in the world. What do you sense or feel that lies ahead for 2018?
You know, I'll be honest with you. I'm not sure. I personally, as an American, love the royal family. Now, I do have clients from the UK and so forth, and they don't seem quite as enthusiastic as we perceive that family here. You know, they have personal things about them. Personally, you know, as a traditional American, I'm just enthralled and fascinated with their lives. I think they're going to sort of continue on the same thread. They will always be the head, you know, the figureheads of that monarchy. And even though it's evolving and changing in time, I believe they'll simply be figureheads, to be honest with you, celebrities, high profiles, and really a portion of history in, you know, that region of the world. And I'm personally glad for that. You know, I'm glad that they're not rewriting or changing their history, keeping it. So I don't necessarily see any tremendous events, even though I'm sure there'll be scandals, because without scandals, you're never going to make the paper.
Right.
Definitely. And what else do you see, like, as far as major events happening in 2018?
In 2018, you know what? I think politically, it's going to be polka dots. That there's going to be more of an edge, for instance, with the Democrat portion, the progressive portion, or socialist portion of that that entity, that political party. But I also think that there are some great events that are going to take place, and I'm not sure our media is going to, our traditional, our mainstream media is going to necessarily recognize it, because again, they're looking for scandal, and in my opinion, creating it many times. But I really think that there's going to be some great world events in the form of peace, in the form of just comfort to our planet as far as threats are concerned. I believe Iran within the next 2 years is going to digress as a significant player in that region, and will really be looked upon in a negative way, even regionally, even in the Middle East, not simply by Israel, but by other Muslim countries, including places like Egypt. So I do see there's going to be a lot of progression. I just think politically sometimes we're so bound to our perspectives that we don't necessarily see great things when they take place, because again, where you know there's this almost a form of propaganda that we call media that's continuously out there, you know, projecting something negative. So I think there's going to be a lot of positive things just over the course of the next 2 years that are going to be amazing, not only for the United States but for planet Earth itself.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and you know, sanctions definitely help with that. But this isn't a political show, so is there something you sense or feel about Sophia, or maybe collectively throughout the show that you kind of gathered?
Actually, it was even today, because you know I meditate in the morning, and what one of the things that I can tell you about Sophia is you know she's in the most difficult part not just high profile, but a person who impacts this field in ways that are enlightening and back veils, I believe, in time. The transition itself, Sophia, it really is. It can be so difficult, so hard, because as you progress forward, you're going to be able to see and recognize really even individuals around you. And with that, I will tell you it's part of the successes. It's part of the fame and the glory and all of the good things that come with forging a path. And that's really, I believe, what you're going to do in this life. You're going to forge a path and reveal and break open things in this field that are just going to be revolutionary. I think it is your purpose, and I really believe you're on that path. I pray for you.
Wow.
Most people will only look at the finished product, your success, and they say, oh, how nice happened. You know it is not an easy path. And sometimes it comes with heartbreak, and sometimes it comes with learning who and what you can trust. Because, you know, sometimes moths will come to the light before you find. And that's one of the things that I would tell you as you're in transition toward that future that you own. It is not a difficult prediction to make. It will not be my most prediction to say that you are going to be a very high profile young lady and that you are going to inundate many things that are not yet manifested in the field of the paranormal.
Whoa.
Well,
wow.
Thank you so much for all your support, you know, throughout the years, Rod, and I can't wait to see what the future holds. And, you know, I know that you will be there for my family along the way, so I can't thank you enough for that.
As your family has always been there for me, absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, really, it means so much to my family and I, so thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. It's my honor. It really is. And listen, I have the privilege sometimes of recognizing a light before it shines. And, you know, that's kind of my edge. You are a light. And right now, you shine. And there are people who see you. But my friend, you're going to go from the equivalent of a 100-watt light bulb to the sun. And it is life-changing. It
wow.
really is. It can mm-hmm. impact everything and everyone around you. And you have to discern. You have to read those people. Because high-profile people, oh, my God, bless them. You know, it's not all dark sunglasses, bubble gums, and autographs, I'll tell you.
Yeah. I personally don't know how Meghan Markle's going to do it, because that is a whole different thing than just, you know, being like Taylor Swift or like Rihanna or something. It's like a whole different being under a microscope.
It really is. You know, the little bit of fame that I got, and I don't think I ever got over a couple million viewers at the most, but the had people who would come find my home, raid my trash can, drive back the two or three states that they came from, somehow get my private number to call me and tell me what I had eaten the night before.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I bought a pit bull.
There you go.
Yeah, my dog would not like that.
Well, and I'm just saying it is an impact, and you have to be prepared in the. And I do pray for you. I pray. Oh. Okay. I said it's an impact, and you have to be prepared in the physical, how it's going to affect you and your family. And I do pray for you. I pray that you have that strength. And I know that you have the mental capacity and the nature to handle it. I just pray for your safety, for your well-being, because sometimes people who bring knowledge to the world aren't well received in their own times.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. It's a scary place out there, but you know, whatever happens in the future, I know I have supportive parents and family and friends like you, so that's really great to know.
Yeah, well, it's meant for you to be. I don't think everything in our life is a fate, but I do believe that there are people who have beautiful futures. Some people never reach those futures because they can't walk the path. Failure is always a pavement to any success, any great success. And I will tell you, you not only do you own that ability, and it's phenomenal at your age, when you were a child, you began to forge this path. It will come to fruition. It will manifest. There is no doubt. As I said, it will not be my most amazing prediction, I promise you. But it is one that is going to benefit not just you personally, but I believe the entire field and really even people outside the field.
Wow.
Well, thank you for taking the time to, you know, see what would happen in my future. But I know
sure.
that also with psychic abilities, there are so much that comes with them. What advice would
right.
you give to kids struggling with psychic ability and home haunting issues?
The first thing that you try to do is to find an individual, a person, a friend, someone who can validate you. So you're not exorcised from, you know, all of your peers. It's really tormenting to try and keep that. And you will question your sanity. I don't care who you are, and I don't care how sane you are.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the things you turn inwardly. And then like a target. God was mad at me when I was a child. I used to pray, why? What did I do to have these experiences? So the very first thing, find a person who will validate what you're experiencing. And from that point on, it's just a relief. It's this tremendous revelation. And that opens you up. The second thing you need to begin, and it's a process. You will not have immediate success. But on whatever level you choose to communicate with energy and with entity, you need to construct those boundaries. You need to take charge of what you allow to come in. You're not going to be able to just initially provoke that ability. It is a process. There is no way to describe how you do that. It is simply something that you will learn in time and begin that protection and that shield, the off and on button, if you will. And that,
right,
too will give you a sense of control and power. So excellent question. Excellent. And, of course, as a gifted, I believe, medium yourself, Sophia, I think you know.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't, I mean, I've experienced stuff, but, like, I don't consistently experience stuff, so.
Right.
Yeah.
But I remember if you're in an active location, for instance, I think that it was with Mr. Bagan, Zach Bagan, on the Queen Mary, when you were noticing an entity that other people were not necessarily clued into at that time. And I know that it initially, did it frighten you or it disturbed you somehow? And you have to put yourselves in that kind of an environment, because if it's not consistent, they will overwhelm you and they will frighten you and they can impact you and they can follow you and even worse can incur. So the wisdom that you have is to put yourself in those environments and to be able to protecting yourself.
Oh, you
it's
broke
really
it.
Important.
Oh, we got.
I am
back.
So sorry. My cell phone's. Yeah, it's my cell phone. I am so sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, no problem.
I don't like that guy in the pool area. He's like nothing I've ever seen before. He's very strong, and he's not a good spirit.
You know, if you don't put yourself in those locations and in that activity, then the rarity is something that you cannot train yourself or develop or discover what you have in the form of protection, what you own in the form of a shield. And you've been wise enough to seek that out. It is embedded in your spirit, in your mind, in your heart. It is something that you are going to do. In that time, I guarantee you won't have to figure it out. You can't write it down in the form of instructions and give it to another psychic. But what you can do is develop that protection. But you have to put yourself in that environment in order to discover your own form of protection, so your own ability to shield. Otherwise, it's like trying to learn to swim and not getting in the water.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've done that one before, too.
Yep. I hate when that happens.
I couldn't swim very well. And then I went up to my mom and said, hey, I want to join a swim team. So, yeah, I've actually done that.
Yeah. But that's how you learn to swim. In order to develop your gifts, abilities, you have to be in the presence of a metaphysical event or activity or region or area. You have to subject yourself to those. Sometimes they find us. And in my case, I wasn't necessarily given a choice. And like yourself, I was a very young child. I didn't have any idea. And that's why I say validation is so very important, you know, instead of being dismissed. And by the grace of God, you have beautiful parents who embraced and recognized and supported you. So when you're out there, you'll learn to take what is initially frightening, disturbing, and turn it into either a communication or your ability to shield yourself from an assault.
Yeah.
Definitely. And I know we're coming up towards the end of the show, but are there any websites, upcoming interviews, events, or investigations that you would like to mention?
No, as I said, and it's a couple of years out, to be honest with you. The only project I'm really focusing on and have been for about the last year and a half is putting down my experiences. And initially, I considered writing a book, but I don't have your father's talent. So I decided I'm going to use another form of and that is the film medium, that medium. And I'm literally going to hire actors and buy the equipment and, you know, do this on my own, which I don't figure, you know, Warner Brothers or Lion Gates is going to be too intimidated by my efforts. But I do want to record it and, it, you know, leave it to this field. I want it to be my mark, and I want people to be able to look. And as much as possible, I'm gathering witnesses and other people, you know, so it's not just a ghost story. It's a documentarian in the form of
right.
A movie, you know. So that's it pretty much for me. Outside of appearing on the Ghost Host show, I don't do a lot, to be honest with you.
So I got to disagree on the writing part. Yeah, you're an incredible writer. I mean, the excerpts you post, and then we repost. Everybody's mind blown when you do. So, but yeah, thank you, Rod, for coming on today.
Yeah, listen, thank you. It's always a privilege. And listen, I enjoy you guys so much. Just you know, I, as my friends, as a medium out there, it's just you're phenomenal. You're great people. And I can't wait for the manifestations of the futures that you own and the past you're going to forge. You're going to do a lot of good. So thank you. It's my
likewise.
Honor, really.
We look forward to it.
Well, thank you so much,
speaking
Rod.
Speaking with you.
Anytime.
Amazing friend.
Anytime
thank
at all.
Thank you, Rod.
All right. Be well.
Yeah, you too, Rod.
Bye.
Radio Rod Shelton. And, yeah, great show today, Sophia.
Definitely. Rod is always a great guest. I want to thank you all for listening today. The show definitely would not be possible without all of you, and I'll talk to you guys again next week. Bye.
Yeah, and I want to remind everybody, too, Radio Rod Shelton, again, he was a former host on Blogstar, great friend to our family, helped us with a lot of, again, the activity we had at our former residence, and we'll have him back on. We'll discuss everything. He's one of those recurring guests we always like to have. And Radio Rod Shelton, everybody go to keen.com/therodman35. That's keen.com/therodman35. As well, Facebook Rod Shelton, Twitter at Rodney L. Shelton. That's at Rodney L. Shelton. It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. I want to remind everybody, too, coming back in 2 weeks, we're coming back to the show. We have the holiday weekend. So everybody enjoy Memorial Day weekend. Next weekend, we'll have a best-of show coming back in 2 weeks, June 2nd. We have Ghost Adventures crew member, the latest Ghost Adventures crew member, Dakota Layden, will be returning to the program. The Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com, 7-year broadcast anniversary show spectacular, will be on June 9th. So everybody feel free to call in with your accolades for Sophia. That's going to be the 7-year broadcast anniversary. Still can't believe it. Hollywood psychic medium Patty Negri will be on the program on June 23rd. Renowned psychic intuitive Harvey Althaus will be on the program on the 30th of June. Paranormal investigator Jake Fife will be on the program on July 21st. We have other people securing their dates as well, so you don't want to miss any of these upcoming shows, and we'll see you then.
Hi, this is Debbie at Seon Ghost Adventures. You're listening to The Ghost Host with your host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com.
God bless you all.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interactive Media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.